Okay, so I'm recording earlier than usual today because, okay, so for one, my room is very hot and I told myself that I was not going to turn on the AC until I finish arranging the room. It's kind of like a, not really a punishment, but like, what do they call that thing? It's a condition that I have to satisfy before I turn on the AC. So the room is hot as hell. Two, I can't find my laptop charger. My phone, I said my phone, my laptop is going to die quite soon. So that's another issue. I feel like it's even good so that I don't talk too much. But yeah, I'm recording quite early today because I don't know. I just need to get it done. Not really get it done, but like the thought just came to my mind now. Once again, this is not part of the episode I was supposed to do for this season. Cool. It's fine anyways, but I don't want the thought to go away, Chiket. So like, I just want to talk about it while I still have it fresh in my head and I'm still very passionate about it. And then, you know, oh fuck, I feel my laptop's going to die before I finish talking. But anyways, let's just see how far we go. I hope I can finish talking. I really do. But yeah, I made the Want a Fat Girl, Always a Fat Girl episode. And that episode had a lot of good, what do you call that thing? Like good reception. Very good. Like the episode was very well received and I really didn't even think that, okay, I know that many people will relate to it, but I didn't think that many people will relate to the aspect of, you know, having not very good eating habits and patterns, all of that. So this is kind of like a follow-up episode-ish because there are some things that I struggle with that people on the internet, like, obviously I watch a lot of videos, I read a lot about everything because why not, I love doing that. And then many people don't really describe my exact situation, right? So this is something that I have been struggling with for a long time, but today I finally found a video that described what I was struggling with, Jiget, and I was just so like happy. And then it just made me want to make this episode because I know that many people do struggle with so many things. And I just want to make the episode. But I will also say before I start the episode, so everybody on the internet, if you say you don't do this, you're a liar. I mean, like if you create on the internet in a way that is very much personal, in a way, you have a list of things that you're just not going to talk about on the internet. We know that. I have it. Some people have mental lists. Some people have physical lists that they actually write out. But I have mine on my phone at least. And one of the things that I told myself that I was not going to talk about is my ED recovery, because I feel like how do I put this? I just feel like my recovery is very different from what's on the internet. I feel like on the internet, when you recover, you just don't care and that's just that. But then I care, so I just felt like it's not real recovery in a way. And also because, to be honest, I kind of want to not associate myself with that illness, Jiget. And I feel like for the past 3 years, like my only identity has been having an eating disorder, and that's not even like intentional. But then I've had so many more accomplishments in my life, but then the only thing that I associate myself with is having an eating disorder because it does consume the most of my day. But I kind of want to break away from that. So I'm slowly but surely going to stop talking about having an eating disorder because I don't want that to be me again, period. I mean, yes, I'm still struggling, but then I just want to really let go of that. Not even like it's really hard, but then, I mean, it's a very huge part of my life. But then again, I just still want to like separate myself from it. Like, this is not me. Like, nah, I'm Jiget. Like, I'm a human being. I have other accomplishments. I have other things going on for me than just struggling, Jiget. So those are like two reasons why I'm not supposed to be making this episode. But then again, I still just want to talk about this, and probably will be my last episode talking about this. But there are two things in particular that I want to talk about, and then we'll talk about so many other things if my battery doesn't die. But the first thing is something with my ED recovery, I do care. I do care about what I put into my body. I do care. I mean, now I'm not really obsessive about it. I'm not doing anything to contribute to either weight loss, weight maintenance. I'm not doing anything that is surrounded by obsessing over that. But then again, I still really care what I put into my body. And I feel like something I have struggled with I didn't know it was really bad until now, like today, that it really like fucked me up. And then I was like, okay, I need to kind of let go of this. So yes, I'm not controlling what I eat. I don't see food as good or bad, all of that. Like, I don't have the all or nothing mindset anymore. Like, I broke that. And I'm very happy that I was able to do that completely. Great. But then I can't eat something unless I mentally prepare for it. So I can be very much spontaneous with food, you know, because I kind of have to mentally tell myself, okay, we're going to have this, you're going to be fine, and kind of prepare for it. So if it's anything spontaneous, probably the fuck not. And that's not really a good thing. And I noticed that, yes, I wasn't directly controlling food. I still had some type of control over food. And today that just like fucking destroyed my head. So let me kind of give you a backstory. So I baked something, right? And I baked it right after I had my lunch. So I had my lunch, I was cool, I was fine. And then I baked it. So I wanted to give some to my brother, but then I had to taste it before I gave it to him, because I don't know what I'm giving somebody else before they think I can't cook. So I was like, okay, let me taste this. And then it was like kind of like pastry, so it was very, very filling. And I just literally had a piece of it, and it filled me up so much that it just made me fucking spiral today. Like, it was so bad. And then I kind of noticed that I tend to still control my food intake to an extent, you know. I feel like for somebody that I don't struggle with an eating disorder in Jesus' name, but for somebody that is a very normal human being that's eating food, you get, like, they don't really feel that bad about that control, or they don't even have that control. Like, I plan all my meals, not even like I'm planning. Like, I'm not really, like, saying, okay, I'm supposed to eat this. Like, I just plan all my meals. Like, the day before, I plan the meal. And that's not really a good thing, and that's not a normal thing. It can work for some people, but I just feel like I'm really trying to be a normal human being that's eating food, and that doesn't fucking help. You know, many people are just very spontaneous with food. When they are actually hungry, then they go and they're like, okay, so what am I going to eat now? What am I hungry for? But then I don't do that. I plan my meals, and then some days I plan the meal and then I'm not even hungry for the meal. But then I'm just eating the meal because I already planned for it. Like, that doesn't even make sense, but somehow it was making sense for me before. But then, yeah, something I really struggle with is actually like really letting go of control. And then it's not really a bad thing for me. Okay, yes, it's a bad thing. But then honestly, it's been really good for me. I've been eating well. You know, I'm relatively active, and obviously some days I may want to eat more than the meals that my mind has, you know, prepared for it, you get. But then I can't really do that because I'm like, oh, am I really hungry? And then I, you know, normally you want to listen to your body, you want to really eat when you're hungry. But then I kind of have a control over that because I'm in my mind, I'm like, but you already had enough food for today. And I feel like now I don't really care about, like, obviously before when I was really struggling, I cared about, you know, being slim. I cared about not gaining weight. Like, that was my primary goal in life. I was like, bitch, do anything, but you're not gaining weight. And then when I would eat less, I would kind of like be very happy with myself. But then now I notice that when I do relapse, I don't really care if I'm losing weight. I don't really care about counting calories. Most times I honestly just don't want food, and I have a very love-hate relationship with food. Like, yeah, on one hand, I love trying new foods. I do consider myself to be a foodie. I like trying new recipes. I love cooking. I love baking. I love all of that. Like, my definition of fun is going out to try new foods with people that I like. But then on the other hand, I really don't like food sometimes. Like, I really have a genuine hate for food. I really don't like the concept of eating. So it's just, like, kind of hard sometimes to, you know, find a good spot there. But then, you know, now when I relapse, it's no longer, oh, I'm trying to, you know, be skinny. Like, I don't really care about that. So I think it's a lot harder now to get myself to eat when I do relapse. And that's something I'm really, like, trying to work on. Because before, it's like, okay, when I relapse, I'm restricting. And then, obviously, that leads to overeating. We know that. But then now, it's just like, I just really can't get myself to eat, and it's not anything I'm actually doing. but then I just kind of have to push myself. So it's just kind of difficult. I wouldn't even lie. But then something that I noticed that I have is what they call the clean plate mentality. And if you struggle with this too, I mean, I'm happy because we're twinning, but then I'm not happy because that's not really a good thing. But I feel like when you grow up in a family or in a society where food waste is bad, you know, it's not good to waste food. And I know it's not good to waste food. And this is why I struggled with this clean plate mentality for the longest time. Like, I always feel the need to essentially always clean my plate. Like, I want to finish all the food that I'm giving so that I don't waste, you know. So that kind of disrupts you considering your hunger levels. You get, you're not thinking, oh, am I actually hungry? Oh, am I satisfied? Nope. All you have to do is clean the plate. And this was kind of hard for me to break free from because I really don't like to waste food. And this is so like unconscious. Is it unconscious or subconscious? One of them. But then I don't really like to waste food. Actually, I don't like to waste food at all. Like, I find myself eating some things. I don't really like it, but then I don't really want to waste it. So I just make that my meal for the day, even if it's not really something I want, and I'm cool with that. But then sometimes, you know, you have to really tell yourself that you can either waste food in the bin or waste it in your system. It's still going to be waste. If you're eating when you're not hungry and you don't really want food, it's still the same waste. So just really getting kind of comfortable with, I wouldn't say wasting food, but then let's just say you put more food than you actually want, and like it's not in a place where you can save it and store it for the next day, and you waste it, you can learn from that, and next time you know what to serve yourself. So it's not really the worst thing to ever say somebody should do or to ever do. But then I feel like if I ever say that in society, yeah, people will be like, how can you say that you're wasting food? People are dying, all of that. But then again, many people are brought up in the families where they're like, oh, if you don't finish your food on the plate, that's so bad. Think about the children. Think about God has given you food. Some have food but cannot eat. Some can eat but gets. So like, yeah, it's not good to waste food, but sometimes like you're just satisfied and you just have to stop. And I feel like, okay, an easy solution is serve your food yourself. Know the quantity that you want to eat. Cool. But there are situations where you cannot serve your food by yourself. And in those situations, you just have to eat and stop when you're satisfied. And I mean, it's not really your fault if you waste the food. And even sometimes you may serve yourself and then you're full before you even finish the meal. And you can't like save it for the next day. So sadly, you might have to waste it, and the next time you learn from it. So I think something that a lot of people struggle with, maybe from their upbringing, is that you have to finish all the food on your plate. And if you're trying to listen to your body and you're really trying to be in tune with yourself and trying to recover from bad eating habits, not necessarily an eating disorder. I don't think anybody that has bad eating habits has an eating disorder, but then not having good eating habits is still something that people should heal from and work on. You don't have to have an eating disorder for you to think that, okay, you need to work on this and that, you know. So clean plate mentality is something that people need to break from. I personally struggle with this, and it's not even like, I feel like it was just very much upbringing. Obviously, nobody likes to waste food. I don't remember anybody ever telling me, oh, you have to finish all the food on your plate. But then it's just been a norm. And people, obviously, you raising fucking side eyes when you waste food because people are hungry and stuff like that. But clean plate mentality is something everybody needs to break from. And you don't have to finish all the food on your plate. And hopefully, if you have children, I mean, if you want to have children, hopefully you would, you know, not force them to finish food that they don't want, you know. Even if it's literally just one bite left and they don't want it anymore, you can save it and somebody else can eat it later, and that's not bad, you know. Like, you don't, even if it's just one bite, don't tell them, oh, it's just one bite, just finish it. Like, no, you don't have to do that, because it really does mess with them when they get older, and when, especially when they're like finally making decisions for themselves when it comes to their food, and then they just have this like guilt mindset when it comes to wasting food, and then it makes them eat more than they actually need, which just isn't good for anybody, to be honest. So that's one thing that I really have been struggling with recently, and then I had to really think about it, and then I was like, okay, wait, that's what I'm struggling with. And then I found the name of it on the internet and I was like, wait, makes sense. And then, you know, slowly but surely, I'm kind of getting rid of that. And then the second thing is actually something I saw today, which is called the scarcity mindset, Bro, I'm telling you that when I saw somebody name this thing that I've been trying to name, I mean, you don't have to name everything, but then I was just trying to find out what this problem is. Okay, so let me kind of explain it to you. So you know how, let's just say you have family members, right? Or you live with, you have siblings, like if you leave your food in the freezer, somebody else will eat it. So like you kind of have an emotional attachment to food that you have saved. And if somebody eats it, you're very upset, rightfully so, because it's your food. I mean, the fuck? And then you just have a very much scarcity mindset. And you're like, if I don't eat this now, it's not going to be available again. And I feel like because I have broken away from the all or nothing mindset, that scarcity mindset doesn't come in the form of, oh, I want to eat everything now so that, you get, somebody else doesn't eat it. But then I'm just like very much like, you get, has somebody eaten the food? Because it's my own, like, especially because I am the one spending my money on it. So I'm just like, why should somebody go and eat my food? Like, the fuck? My money, you know? So rightfully so, I'm allowed to feel that way. But then it's not even like, oh, I'm going to go and eat everything now so nobody eats it. But then I'm just thinking about it all the time. And that's just not freaking good. And then I was just wondering, like, okay, I'm eating well, very well. I'm so happy with the way I'm eating, so proud of myself. We're doing good. So why am I still always thinking about food? And it's because of the scarcity mindset. You know, just thinking, oh, somebody's going to eat the food that I've been saving, especially because I'm very much particular about getting my 3 meals a day. I really try to get it. So I kind of like plan it, like, okay, this is what I'm going to eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. And then, you know, somebody else will just go and eat my food. And I'll just be very angry, especially if you have siblings and you buy like really nice snacks for yourself and then you just go and keep it carelessly. Imagine you're in your house, you have to be hiding the food because your siblings will go and eat it. But then you just kind of keep it carelessly and then somebody just goes to eat it and it just disrupts your whole life. That's why, like, it's not really good to have control to that extent, because what if somebody just fucks up your whole plan? Then what happens? And I find that with myself, when somebody fucks up my whole plan, my mood is fucking ruined and may lead to me not even eating again, and that's not good. So lots of people do struggle with the scarcity mindset, especially when you grow up in a family with siblings that everybody's rushing to eat something, and then, you know, if you don't eat it, somebody else is going to eat it. Your mind is always on it. And to be very fucking honest, I feel like you can always make it again, you could always buy it again. And I also think it's not really good to buy things when you're not ready to eat it. This mostly just works for me because then I'll just keep it for a long time. And then I will now have this, like, nobody should eat it mindset. You get, I mean, nobody should eat it because it's my own money. But then again, why did I buy it when I didn't even need it? You get, like, I didn't need it yet. You get where I'm coming from? But yeah, many people do, like, struggle with this unintentionally too. Like, you find yourself eating something just because you're like, if I don't eat it now, my siblings are going to eat it. You know, especially if it's something that you kind of have to store in the freezer. Because if it's something else, you can just store it in your room with you, cool. But then if you have to store it in the freezer where everybody's opening every second of the day, then you're like, oh my god, I have to eat it. Because if I don't eat it, somebody else is going to eat it. And to be very fucking honest, with the society that we live in, food is never going to be scarce. There's nothing that is really going to be scarce. That's just the truth. There is an abundance of food that exists in society. So it's really never going to be scarce. So if you find yourself eating things that you don't really want, always thinking about food, like, I'm just always fucking thinking about food. Like, it's not even funny again. And I'm just always trying to lie to myself. I'm like, oh, babes, it's because you're a foodie. It's like normal, but it's not normal. And I think it's different because if you're always thinking about food because you're not eating enough, it's kind of like an easy fix, quote unquote, to just eat more. But then I'm eating enough and I'm not even thinking about the food because I want to eat the food. It's just that somebody else shouldn't eat it. Like, I'm not eating it yet, cool, but nobody else should have it. And then, you know, especially if you don't live on your own and you live with people, and then people can eat the food, and you just have this mindset that, oh, if somebody has it, it's going to be gone. But really and truly, you could always make it again. You could always buy it again. And it's really never that deep, to be honest, when you think about it. So those are like two strong mindsets that I really have been struggling with recently. I feel like ever since I break away from the all or nothing mindset. All these ones have just been like coming to light way more. I'm really just doing that. It's fine if somebody else eats my food. And I feel like it's more painful for me because I would request for something, right? I request for my cook to cook something and then my siblings would just finish it. And so I'm not like, okay, you know what? I'm not hungry to eat it now, but I might be hungry to eat it later. So let me go and hide it in the freezer. And then I just don't want to eat it anymore. But then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I've already, you know, kept it. So I have to eat it. Then again, I don't want to waste. And even something else, like, just imagine if there's an abundance of food available currently. Like, you're at a buffet. And then you don't really want something, but you see that everybody's going to have it. And then, you know, you don't want it to finish. And then you're like, oh my God, it's going to finish. Even if you don't want it now, then you're like, oh my God, it's going to finish. Just like having that scarcity mindset will make you go and take something that you don't actually want, which is not really necessary. And I feel like if you're trying to heal your relationship with food, then you just have to kind of break away from those things. But then I don't know if anybody really relates to this or if I'm just the only one with problems in this life. But then when I made that other episode and people were like, oh, I relate to this. I mean, I was very happy, can't lie. But then I was also not really happy because I was like, oh, people are actually struggling with this. But then I was so happy that I was not alone. So maybe this is the same thing for somebody else out there. Try and break the scarcity mindset. Try and undo the clean plate mentality, even if you're so used to it. And especially because there are situations where you can't serve your own food, do you get? So you still have to be able to be in tune with how you feel and how hungry you are and be okay sometimes with stopping when you're satisfied, even if it means that the food may be wasted, you know. So if this is the last episode I'm making about AD recovery or anything eating disorder related, because once I'm done with this episode, I don't have an eating disorder anymore. I'm free and healed. But then what else do I want to talk about? Oh my goodness. So in my voice memos, so let me tell you what happened. So whenever I'm in school, my journal always almost always runs out, right? So I was trying to find new ways to journal without actually journaling because I can't find fine journals in school. So I have to wait till I get home. So before I used to write in my notes, but then it wasn't hitting the same. I mean, some days I write in my notes, but that just doesn't hit the same. So I just used to talk in my voice memos, which is so much fun and I love it. And I always title everything I'm talking about. So it's like a mini podcast episode for myself, but then only for my ears. Nobody else is allowed to listen to it. So let me just scroll through and see if I'll see anything that has a name that, you know, I want to talk about here regarding eating recovery and all of that. But I just feel like everything is so different for everybody. And, you know, I always felt like I was still in some way restricting, even if I said I was in recovery, because I really cared about what I was putting to my body and I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm intuitive and I'm mindful, but then again, I'm still making the effort to make choices, and it just isn't a very much socially acceptable way of recovering, because I see many people that, you know, they post what I eat in a day and everybody's like, you're restricting, but then to me, like, that seems like a very good amount of food. And so I just didn't feel like it's a socially acceptable way to recover. So I just don't want to talk about it. And I also feel like I don't want to say you would never fully recover. You know, let me speak for myself. I feel like with time, it'll get easier for me to make the choices not to give in to X, Y, and Z. But then to say that those thoughts will completely disappear is not realistic in any way. And because of that, that's why I kind of avoid talking about anything eating recovery, because I just feel like there's always going to be a thought, you know, behind the choices I make. And yeah, I don't want to be giving anybody advice and then I'm still struggling. So that just kind of looks relatively stupid, because it's like, okay, if you're still struggling and you're giving advice, why don't you just take your own advice? But then I'm taking the advice, but then again, it's not going away. But then today was just so bad. That's why I'm making this episode. Yeah, the episode is very short because I'm actually tired and I want to stop talking now. But if you just have a very bad relationship with food, I wish you the best. Try and have fun with life. Like, nothing is that serious. You're never going to get a perfect day of eating, because that's not realistic. You're never going to do everything the right way. Some days you will overeat, some days you will undereat, and both are okay in some cases, if you get. Because I feel like now that I'm in proper recovery, some days I don't really overeat, but then I don't know how to explain it, but like, not really some days, but then once in a while, yeah, and I'm very accepting of that. But then I'm not really accepting of me under eating, and I don't know why that is, because I sometimes fear, because you know, I lost weight and I gained it all back, so I fear that, okay, if I just continuously under eat, then I'll lose weight and then I'll now gain it all back, and I kind of fear that happening again. So I'm less, you know, accepting of me under eating than me overeating, even if it doesn't really happen that often. But yeah, like, every day is going to look different. Some days I won't even have the energy to eat. Some days I'll be more hungry than others. And like, it's honestly going to be fine. But after this episode, I'm a healed bitch. No more eating disorder, period. But yeah, that's all. I don't know what to title this episode. Should I name it ED Recovery? Should I name it continuation of the other episode? I don't know. But yeah, I wish you guys the best. Just know that EDs are very much competitive, so I just know that it's not really good for me to be talking about all of this, because I find myself sometimes I'm like, yeah, I struggle with this, but not so much, so like, don't compete with me, not that much, bitch. But then it's just kind of like my ED talking sometimes, because I just notice it now with the, when I was talking about how, okay, I sometimes allow myself to overeat, but then in my head I was like, eh, that's sounding bad, sis. Not all the time though. But then realistically, yes, it's not all the time, but do I really have to point it out? Nope. My ED is just like, let the bitches know that it's not all the time. But yeah, that's all I want to say. I'm tired. Laptop's about to die. I need to clean my room so that I can turn on the AC and sleep. But main things, clean plate mentality, scarcity mindset, obviously still the all or nothing, everything that I've been talking about since. You still have to break away from that. No food is good, no food is bad. No day is going to be perfect. Every day is different. Enjoy how spontaneous food can be. And in the moment, you know, you now make the choice. Oh, what do I actually want to eat? Okay, how can I make this nutritious? Okay, what do I want? And then that's just the best way to live. And I feel like you should never like beat yourself up for changing your mind, because at some point, this thing where I used to control my food used to work for me. Like, June till probably even August, it used to work for me. But then, like, beginning of August, but then now it doesn't work for me. Was it bad? No. And I feel like kind of accepting that nothing is good or bad. Like, some things can work sometimes, and it wouldn't work sometimes, and that's, like, perfectly fine. I used to beat myself up sometimes, because I'm like, okay, if this was working for you before, then what changed? Why isn't it working for you again? Okay, are you trying to tell me that it was never working, and you were just fucking stupid? Or are you trying to tell me that you just don't have the willpower to do this again now? But then, nothing is good or bad. Something just will work for you sometimes, and it wouldn't work for you another time, and then life goes on. It's never that deep, never that serious. But yep, that's all I wanted to say. This episode, should I tell you guys? I'm trying to think. But nah, no need to spoil it. But yeah, that's all that I have to say. Make sure you guys, please follow the podcast. Please rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. Leave a review for the pod, and I will talk to you guys soon. Love you guys so very much, and wish you healing, of course. Bye.